All right, you're listening to Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, kdvs.org. My name is Nadav, and tonight, joined from Montreal, Quebec, by Christine Stephanie Gawi of the improv group Pan, and a couple other things, which we'll get into shortly. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. Psyched that we could set this up.
Yeah. Thank you to Mikey Mike Klein for setting it up.
Yeah, many thanks.
Yeah, the best roommate ever.
So tell me, are you, you have a background in acting. Are you primarily, do you consider yourself a musician or an actor? Or is it more or less one and the same?
Well, the thing is that I studied acting, but I've been doing music for longer. So I think they're pretty much on par, acting and music and, I don't know. I think my passion is probably for music because I can express myself as opposed to, like, myself through someone else's words or someone else's skin. Mm-hmm. This is just, like, my words, my voice. Yeah, so that's pretty important to me.
Yeah.
To have that freedom.
Cool. So why don't you try a song, and then we'll chat more after that.
Cool. All right. Tell me that you love me.
Yeah. So was that song influenced by Ol' Dirty Bastard?
Yes, and Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
So I have to ask, because it's the elephant in the room for me anyway.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about playing Celine Dion in the unofficial Celine Dion biopic last year.
Awesome.
Has that made you into like a Canadian celebrity?
Well, not really, no. To be honest, I haven't gotten like anything even close to celebrity.
That's a shame.
I get it.
Whatever,
it's all good. It'll happen when it needs to happen. And I'd much rather it happen through music than through lip-syncing Celine Dion, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't sing, try to recreate Celine Dion songs in your own voice for the movie?
When I was doing it, I had to sing the songs live because I wasn't just lip-syncing them. I was singing them, for like an audience of 150 people, something like that.
Yeah.
We later CGI'd into like thousands. So I had to learn the songs and I had to like hit all those notes and everything. But my voice is not anything like Celine's. But they had recorded all of their music before they even cast me, so it wasn't a question of like, can you even do it? They just assumed that I couldn't, but then I could.
Well, joke's on them.
Joke's on them. But if they still have those recordings, I think that would be very interesting to hear.
Yeah. So is Celine Dion like a sort of Canadian national treasure? You know, there's sort of like this huge cultural divide between Canada and the States, and, you know, artists that are huge in Canada barely make a drop over here. I mean, not, you know, Celine is still pretty famous, but...
She's internationally a superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, the film has done really, really well, like, everywhere else but here.
That's
like,
so funny.
I get, like, Facebook messages from people in Chile, for example, or in Australia. They're like, yeah, your film shows like twice a month on the television here, and because they just love her.
That's so funny. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you recently started this sort of DIY improv group, Pan.
Hello.
Did you catch that?
Not the last part. I got improv group, and then...
Yeah, I was asking about Pan.
Yes, Pan. I love Pan. it started out as an improv group. I think right now it's kind of undergoing some changes, and it's going to be more structured with different members.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be spinning it. Playing, we all play so many different instruments, so we all change it up. I love playing drums and singing at the same time in Pan, actually. That's my favorite thing to do.
Mm.
My favorite way to improvise is with beats and just like rhyming over that.
Yeah.
Improvising lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite kind of band to see, I think, where practically every song, if not within the songs, people are just switching instruments and moving around on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. It gives it like a different dynamic for the instrument itself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Not static. Yeah.
Well, speaking of static, let's rock some more songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll play one called I kind of called it Static X Static or Planet X Static. I like to think that I'm channeling something from Planet X.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. I wrote this song. It was born and I with it, and I can't stand it any longer. I gotta let it out.
Yep. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
So ridiculous.
That's the way it goes, though.
I literally, okay, you know, because it's like a phone. It's like a headset for a phone.
Yeah.
So it was like completely blocking my right ear.
It's all right. We can go back to doing it old school with just the receiver.
No, this is... Wait, hold on. Let's make it... I'm going to put it, like, right on my third eye. Right. You'll see the video of this at some point. I'll put it up on YouTube or something. And you'll
awesome.
See how ridiculous I look right now.
Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, let's keep rolling.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I think I will do it old school. I'll just take this headset off. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right.
Still good for you?
Yep.
Great. Okay.
Go for it.
Another song?
Please.
Turn off the lights and turn to the stars. They're not so far from where you are. Don't be afraid of what you might find inside your mind. Inner, outer space. Just sitting in one place. What if it's not what I'm thinking? What if it's just me? What if it's not what I'm thinking? What if I'm delusional and see things that I'm not supposed to? I'm coming back. So I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back. You're the good, so I'm coming back. I'm observing the absurd in me, and I'm concerned by how easily I'm taken over by my pain body. These monkey minds, they swing from electric lines, and how at my ego. Ego, ego, I want to let go of my ego. Ego, ego, I want to let go of my ego. And inner, outer space. Face it, and you return. And am I ever gonna know? I forget it all? What if it's not what I'm thinking? What if I'm delusional? Just delusional. See things I'm not supposed to.
Hey.
Hey. I stopped.
I like that each of your songs has several different parts.
Cool. Except for the ones that are just E major.
Yeah. Yeah, or unless you're playing several songs at once and I'm just not following along.
Oh, no. That was one song.
Yeah.
I think that was mostly inspired by Radiohead.
Hmm.
They just used to sew up like a bunch of different songs together and make something like Paranoid Android, for example.
Yeah. Yep,
I love that. I love when you're telling the story, right, when you're writing a song?
Yeah,
it's like,
ostensibly.
That song that I just wrote that I just played is kind of like a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like sitting with yourself and seeing where you go. I wrote it in Costa Rica, actually.
What were you doing down there?
Just visiting my friend's property down there in Guanacaste.
Mm-hmm.
Guanacaste, Costa Rica. Ay, ay, ay. It was so amazing. It was this time last year.
Cool. Well, we've probably got time for one more song.
Okie dokie.
It actually is sounding a lot better, too.
Oh, yeah?
Without the headset, yeah.
Oh.
You know, always going back to basics always works best.
Yes, this is true. This is true, my friend. Okay. She was born under the rain. From the eye of a storm, she came. The wind picked up and something changed that day. The violence stopped and the water washed it away. face. Those magic days. I won't hold on to it any longer. I set you free, give you your wings. Go for love on your way. I gave you life, take it away. But when you see the moon in the sun, will you think of me? 'Cause I am always, yeah, I'm always thinking of you. Maybe a face, those magic days. I won't hold on to you any longer. I set you free, give you your peace. I won't hold on to you any longer. That one's called Ode to a Rainbow.
Cool. Good timing. We're just about done for the show. So thank you again so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, Nadav. That was so much fun.
I'm glad. Anything
what
else?
What an honor, man. What an honor to be doing this show. I heard that Coco Rosie has been on here.
And they have, yeah.
They're my favorites, man. They're amazing.
Cool. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So you're in good company.
Can I find it online?
Absolutely, at phoningitin.net.
Cool, phoningitin.net.
Any place we can find you online?
PanPei, MySpace/PanPei, PanPei.
Great, well, thank you again so much for doing that. You stay on the line just a sec, Christine.
Sure.
You've been listening to Christine Stephanie Gawi of Pan and Celine the movie fame. Stay tuned for more radio on KDVS. 90.3 FM, Davis, California, phoningitin.net, signing off.